Okay, so.
Margie.
Commissioner Schott.
Why is Roberta involved in this?
Because he is, has Lisa as his administrative assistant, and Lisa is the one who inserts and deletes the stuff on the website.
Thank you.
So, suggestions to the first paragraph would be, to simplify the complaint process. By using the existing complaint system, thereby freeing planning staff from directly handling calls. Retain information on quarry contact and site visit request, which names would not be confidential.
Would or would not?
Would not be confidential.
Will not, okay.
Yeah, because the complaint system, they have the ability to be confidential. These would still go through there. They would show up on a tracking sheet. They would still go to the planning department, but it would be submitted electronically, and you wouldn't have to be sitting down in the planning department taking phone calls all the time. So, is that okay with everyone if we make that suggestion?
That's fine.
Okay. The next paragraph.
Alderman Barber. Do any of the citizens that have heard the discussion have any thoughts on that?
I asked for months if they had any changes or suggestions to the website to let me know. I got nothing from, except for I got one from Jill, and I left it on my table, and I don't think it was just pertaining to this.
I'm not hearing anything right now, so unless there's something up.
Okay. The next one is this information about Payne and Doler, formerly known as Franklin Aggregates, is the quarry operator for the purpose of this complaint procedure. See, if we don't need all that. It's But, it does have a little bit of the anonymous part of it. Regula, do you want to help me reword this later at some time so we can have a...
Okay.
And then maybe we can bring that particular section back, because this is probably going to be the meat of what the changes are. Would you be more comfortable with that, Alderman Barber?
I'm comfortable with what we're doing right now.
Okay.
I may not have a problem.
Okay.
I'd volunteer to support or to be part of that if you need any assistance.
Okay. Okay. So then it goes on to fill out online quarry complaint using the event complaint form, and all of that really wouldn't be needed. And this whole Mr. Mike Saddy, which I was told that number isn't any good anymore, so, that would eliminate having to go through all of that.
We aren't doing it that way. So.
Yeah. So if you'd like the city to look into your complaint. And then you wouldn't need, therefore, if you'd like the city to look into your complaint, because that's all part of the complaint process, as would be with any complaint. And, of course, those complaints get handled, as staff sees fit, so sometimes they don't get handled. I had a complaint about a sidewalk issue that took 3 years. So, but in our case, those complaints will have to be at least compiled and given to Regalo to get to this committee. So that will be a little bit different than the complaint process as far as the staff looking into it part. We'll know those much sooner because we have to get that to StanTech.
Okay.
So we should probably put in words such that your complaints will be compiled and presented to the quarry monitoring committee on is he going to do a quarterly basis on those, or what? Is he going to still do a monthly? Or?
Quarterly.
Okay. So So something about complaints will be presented quarterly before the QMC. As compiled by staff. As compiled by QMC staff, I guess. Something to that effect. Okay? And then this whole thing about lease and all that, if they follow the regular procedure, again, that's all on there under that procedure. So I think it might be a good idea, regular, for you and I to look at what the existing procedure is for everyone else and compare it to this procedure to see how much of this we actually still need to leave in as a description about going to that website. And,
okay.
City of Franklin regulations. The City of Franklin regulates Payne and Dolan Inc. The City of Regulates Payne and Dolan Inc. operations under the agreement laws covered in 23-24. Both TDs apply because Payne and Dolan assume the response of Vulcan. That I think that's all fine.
Mm-hmm. So is the state. Can I come back to the other one on
yes.
top here?
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I have, as an alderman, have had a concern about is that for some reason we're still not getting the complaints that are being submitted off the automated system. And the fact that this is yours and my district, I'd like to maybe put wording in there to the effect, and it's just a suggestion, that this information is shared with the alderman on a anonymous basis if need be, but at least we know what's going on in terms of the complaints.
Are you talking about not just Corey, but those complaint forms that we get? Every so often?
Yeah.
Well, that would probably be more overall rounded out thing with a council process because it would involve everything from parking on the grass to burning leaves or whatever. So I'm not sure we would address it here, but it seems to me like it's when we bring it up at a council and say, Mr. Blurter, we haven't had one of those in a while, then he comes in and takes care of him shortly. He just gets a little behind on that. So we could, at the council level, make a suggestion. Now, Regula is going to have to go in and check on this, on those complaints more often in order to get these quarterly reports. So we will at least get those.
If someone is, okay. I guess I would hear, like, the October 1st or last.
Mm-hmm.
And the complaints go in, and people are complaining, and we don't hear about it for 3 months, maybe. I'm sure that I'm overstating that. But mm-hmm. if there are complaints coming in, and I have to wait 3 months to know about it, that's kind of not timely.
Okay. I guess this is appropriate to, yes, motion to suspend the regular order of business law, citizen input on the topic. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Come on forward.
Oh, just a question. I don't know if it can be done or not. But we've talked about this. Oh, Bruce Demetrius, 6024 West Allwood. We've talked about this for in excess of a year, about not getting notifications of complaints. Isn't there a way, because it's a set form on the website, isn't there a way that somebody can go in there and design it where you're CC'd on it, Mike is CC'd on it? I mean, because when I was in business, when I sent out a form, I had it built where anybody that was partial to that form would get a copy of it.
The problem that comes with that, and now we're talking about using the regular online complaint form that everybody in the
right.
city uses, is that process allows people to remain anonymous. Even though they have to put their name and address in there, those names can't be released. So what happens is the complaint goes in, it goes through a department, they strip off that information, and they send it down to different departments. And then we get copies of them without any names on them. So it'd be sort of hard for us to get.
Wouldn't you want to know who's complaining?
I
mean, it's not a matter of public information, is it?
Some people want to remain anonymous. Some, because there, a lot of times I get calls from people that say, look, I know that I'm supposedly can put this complaint in and I can remain anonymous because if my neighbor gets wind that I'm the one who told on them parking their car, blah, 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 then, you know, I never can get along with my neighbor. So then I say, well, I'll put that complaint in for you, even though you're going to remain anonymous. If anybody does make a request or there's anything, they can't get it, and my name will be on it regardless, and then they're comfortable with that. Okay. So,
but, I mean, there's still got to be a way to have that form come directly to you or to Mike.
The form does come to us, but not directly. The form comes to us after they compile them and send them to the
proper
department.
That.
Yeah.
But it, can it be built where it comes to you?
They don't want that. They do not. The council has this historic thing where they do not want the aldermen knowing the names of the people. Now I can tell you that I know just about everybody. If the complaint, when the complaint goes in, I usually know it before it happens. Alderman Barber.
It's the whistleblower syndrome,
right?
You know, and, I mean, we heard a lot about whistleblowers lately, but that's what they want to have protected. That is not somebody that would be, if you want to complain, you should have the right to remain anonymous, and within the city structure, that's what they want.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Penny Donosky, just give your address, please, Penny.
7985 South 57th Street.
Thank you.
Franklin. I'm a little short, but anyway, I just, as per that, they were talking about the forms. I would think that it should be up to the citizen. I mean, if they, there should be a place on the form where it asks if you want to remain anonymous or if you prefer to actually have your name and address on it.
There is a box.
Because then you know the proximity of, you know, like with the quarry, you know the proximity of where someone is who's complaining, you know, whatever.
Well, and Penny, the current method does allow the box for anonymous or anonymous, but we were talking about was just having, and you weren't here when we started talking, just using the regular form that every business in the city does and have it go through the same process, because what happens is, you know, you compile these all these complaints, and the example I gave was if you put a complaint in and someone's violating something and they don't clear the violation, then the city has the right to give them a ticket or send them a citation. But by using the process that's online, you can make complaints about a business, say The Rock. You know, if The Rock was under this, they would never get followed up on because there's no requirement. So we're saying treat this business the same as every business. Every business that makes noise, every business that has odor, every business that has dust. So the complaint process does allow the city to be able to look at a citation if they're violating their ordinances. Under the system, that can't take place. So on one hand, you might lose the checkbox, but you also might gain, hopefully, a little more follow-up on the complaints through the actual legal system. Does that make sense? I don't know if you've ever done a complaint that was non-quarry related on the city's website.
I haven't done anything on the website.
Yeah. So that's sort of the process we're talking about. And, you know, right now they're being treated completely separate than any other business in the city of Franklin. And we're saying treat everyone the same, treat the complaint process the same. But then if the citizens don't want to have that remaining anonymous, we were going to leave it in there that they can call the quarry directly. And we were going to leave that process on them.
You know, calling the quarry directly is, pardon my stupid.
Well, we're not saying you have to do it if you don't like to do it. It's just that what is having your name attached to that being anonymous or anonymous, and what difference does it make if it's a complaint? It's a complaint, right? We're counting the number of complaints. We're not saying who the complaint is. It's not...
Yeah, but you need to know... Okay. If I give my name and address for a Cory complaint, then you would know the exact proximity of my house.
That will be in the... You can give that in the complaint. It's just that when the... When we get the printed out forms, there are people in journals and people that can look that up. I can call Lisa and say, "Hey, would you give me the name of the person that did that complaint as the alderman?" She's supposed to be able to give that to me. Rarely do we ask for it because we usually know who it is. But as far as another citizen coming in and wanting to know who squealed on them about parking their car on the grass, we don't give out that type of complaint. So if in the complaint form itself, it says put your name and address, your name will be anonymous, but please put it in there. But then in the box where you write the complaint, you can say whatever you want. You can say, I don't want this to be anonymous. I'm okay with putting my address, and you can put it right in there, and then they'll know.
Is it possible to get a physical copy of the complaint form?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get one at the clerk's office.
Okay.
If you submit one...
Is it the exact same?
It looks a little different because one's completely electronic and the other one's a written form, so they can't make them look exactly the same, but they contain the same content for filling in the blanks.
You know, you can get a copy of your complaint by printing it.
And
you're asking?
No.
Okay.
I was asking for a physical... not doing it online.
Yes.
And
yes, you can. You can.
But I wanted to know also exactly what, okay, like to get a printout of the one that is online.
Yes, it prints. You can print a copy of your own complaint.
Okay.
In fact, I print a copy of my own complaint in case they say we didn't get it. I don't have to try to remember everything I typed, or I can then go down and take the one I printed and hand that to the clerk's office. It's because every once in a while, you know, something happens with the system or somebody misses it or just falls behind. And not very often does that happen, but like in the case of the sidewalk issue that went on for 3 years, in order to trace that down, I kept going and asking them, and they finally looked it up, and they said, well, that complaint was cleared 3 years ago. And I said, well, nothing was done with it, so how can you clear it? And then it was put in again. It was cleared again the next year. And I said, again, it wasn't done. That's why the complaint was made. And then the third year, I finally got some action on it, but I don't know why they kept clearing out the complaint. I mean, say closing the complaint when no action had been taken. So.
Okay, so what you're telling me is I can't get a copy of it unless I go in and print it out.
A copy of what, your own complaint?
No, just what the complaint form looks like, a hard copy.
You can go to the clerk's office and get a copy.
Is it identical to the one online?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh. Can I add one comment?
Yes.
You know,
as long as it's relevant to the item, because it's 7 o'clock and...
Oh, okay. Then I'll wait till next time.
You want to quickly say it? Go ahead.
Please.
You were late for citizen comment period. We can allow you 30 minutes to give your... So go ahead.
No, I just wanted... We got our tax bill.
Oh. No, that would not.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
I didn't get mine yet.
Yeah, well, I got mine. And it just,
Big bucks.
Well, all I can say is check out the pie shape on how much of that is city tax and how much is school and how much is state, because you'll find out that the city portion is the smallest portion of your tax bill.
Oh, I know. County takes a ton.
So, okay. Then we can't really discuss that because not on the agenda. But
move to go back to the rules.
Thanks for letting me know that I will be up for a shock here pretty soon.
Move to go back to the regular rules.
We have a motion and a second to return to the regular order of business. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There are no opposed. We are back at the regular order of business. So we decided that the first section was fine. We're going to leave language at the beginning of this about how we see the complaint process, which Regula and I will work on and bring back. And then as far as state of Wisconsin regulations, now, when we discuss this, there's been a lot of changes to the state Wisconsin regulations, and I think we should just put a link here to what the state of Wisconsin regulations are, because they change so often that, you know, all the numbers change. We shouldn't have to be responsible for updating all the state information. Is everybody okay with just putting a link to the state's
chapter and verse?
Just put the link. It takes you right there to air quality, quarry. You know, we can put one or two links or whatever we feel is necessary. Yep. So we'll look up the links for that. And that will get rid of all of this, all of this information on state regulations.